Today is Friday, September 3rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, there goes my chair popping again. It's popping like a breakfast cereal. Popping like a breakfast cereal. So there was a good idea on Twitter. So as we know, I'm just making all kinds of noises. Anyway, as we know, I mentioned on the show yesterday that I need to come up with a name for my company or, a name for my job. Because I'm going to stop mentioning my company name. You know, even if everybody in the audience knows the company that I work for, you probably don't want your company to listen to your podcast and then say, oh, we hear that Adam is mentioning our name. Oh, he said something bad. You know, let's fire him. So I need to come up with a... So what we're going to do, and I haven't thought this through at all, but I want to give all props to Baron Frosty on the Twitter, who does have a podcast, Blime Time, that everyone can look for on your podcatcher of choice. It used to be... Now I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to look because I want to just make sure I remember the name because it's been a couple of different names. So I'm going to look on my podcatcher right now and make sure that I get the right, the right name. So it's Blime Time. Blime Time. It used to be, I feel like it used to be The Next Blime. Or something like this. Now, the last episode was May 11th. So, I don't know. I don't know if you guys are going to get much. I don't know. But, anyway. So, the last one I have on my podcatcher is May 11th. But I want to give him credit. He does have a craft channel. And Baron, you're going to have to call in and tell me the name of it. Because it was called Craft Castle. But I believe the name changed. And I want to give you support where support is due. Anyway, so he had an idea. So he is a Pride 48 member. And so he's not just a Twitter person. But he had an idea. And he said, hey, Adam, you should have a contest. So I'm, for names. So here is the contest. Now, I do not have a due date yet, and I don't have a prize, but there will be an actual prize. I have to think about it. I need to think about it just a little bit, so I will let you guys know. But there is going to be a drop dead date, which I will tell you guys on Monday what that date is going to be. And there also will be a prize, and again, on Monday, maybe it's some kind of gift card. There were jokes on Twitter about what kind of gift card it should be. We'll see that. But what I need from you, each and every one of my listeners, is I need you to call in. I need you to call in to the Geeky Gay voicemail, which is 479-221-9393. Again, that's 479-221-9393. And you need to give me your idea for the name of my company, of where I work, and I gave examples yesterday. Wes Stone used to call his place of business when he did a podcast, he would call it the Cracker Factory. Baron Frosty refers to his business or his place of work as the bakery. Big Fatty, when he used to work and not just lay around on the couch all the time, he referred to his as the coal mine. And so what I'm looking for, and you guys know things that I enjoy doing, my hobbies, I'm a musician, I'm getting into 3D modeling, I'm really into technical stuff and computers, and I'm a people pleaser, fast food annoys me, but I love it, love-hate relationship. So you guys have all the information So you need to let me know. You need to call in and let me know. I will accept it, especially for people who are in other countries who can't afford to. I don't even know why you wouldn't be able to call, afford to call. Because really, I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't know how it works in other countries or whatever. So, I mean, maybe it costs more. I don't know how all that works. But if you can't afford to call in, you can leave me a, you can record an audio message on any of your audio apps of choice, anything that you like, and you can email that to me. So that's adamburns.uk@gmail.com. But it has to be audio in order for you to be entered. No tweets, no emails, no Discord messages, no, it has to be audio, audio only. And then, like I said, I need to think about it a little bit, but on Monday or soon, I will announce a due date and the prize. But it will be worth it. I promise. We may go a couple of weeks because I, you know, if I get phone calls, that's really good content for me to, you know, to use. And so I can ramble and, you know, talk to you as you're leaving your voicemail. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks for the idea, Baron. So, Baron, you need to call in and give me an idea so you get an entry into the contest. So anyway, last night I did a horrible job on my air quotes diet. I didn't even cook at home. I was like, ugh, I just don't feel like cooking. And there's a local Mexican place that we haven't eaten there since we moved, I think. It's been a really, and it's probably my favorite, I would call it, it's Mexican, but you know, as with everything in America, it's the Chinese in America is obviously not the Chinese that you have in China. Also, the Mexican that you usually have in the U.S. is a form of Mexican, of, you know, food that you might have, but it's, a lot of it is Americanized, you know, Tex-Mex. Now, I will say that I feel like this restaurant is probably owned by and operated by Hispanic people. We have a lot of Hispanic people in Arkansas. But I, you know, I, and some of it is, and I did, this is so fun. This is not funny, but I mean, some of you are going to find this amusing. I've been to Mexico a lot, but it was on missions trips when I was younger. So I used to go to this. I mean, this is a whole story, but just, you know, why not? I don't have a lot of content for today. Nothing has happened. But when I was younger, instead of going to a summer camp where you would have archery and, you know, swimming in the lake and canoeing and whittling, I don't know, crafts. I don't know what they did at these summer camps. The summer camp that I would go to was a missionary group called Youth with a Mission. I don't even know if it still exists. I could Google it, but I don't want to make the noise. And so it probably does. I don't know. Actually, I am going to Google it. Why not? Youth with a Mission. Does it still exist? Youth with a Mission, founded in 1960s. It expanded to those of older ages as well. So it looks like it's still... Now this says it's in Seattle, but we used to go to Tyler, Texas. So that's funny. Huh. Anyway, yeah, it looks like they still do this. I don't, maybe they're based in Seattle now, but what you would do is you would go and you would, it was a good way to vacation in other countries, you know, but you would go and there would be a 2 to 3 week learning period where they would teach you skits. You would get, you know, music training, like all this kind of stuff. And of course there were Bible study parts of that as well. And then the second half, you would actually travel to another country and go on a mission trip. So you would do the dramas that you had learned, and they had like a really long, hour-long drama that was, you know, that you would do and like all this stuff. Anyway, So, and it was a lot of fun, but I mean, you know, it's again, a Christian activity. So I went to Mexico so many times with that, but also my church did a couple of mission trips to Mexico. So I've been, you know, 4 or 5 times, all when I was younger. And so I have had food in Mexico from street vendors, and I've eaten in people's homes, you know. So some of it is realistic. I mean, but who knows? A lot of it is Tex-Mex. But anyway, it's our favorite. I went way out for that story. Like, I went way off the beaten path. So we had Mexican food, bottom line. And we watched MasterChef. Actually, we watched a lot of stuff. We watched Big Brother because we needed to catch up on that. And we 2 episodes of that. We also finished RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. I was happy with the winner, but I would have been happy with any of the finalists. And then we watched a little MasterChef before bed. And then this morning, I did only about a 2-hour morning for work, and I took the rest of the day off. So I worked on some slide presentation, and then once I was done with that, I closed my laptop and watched some. I found this comedy channel on YouTube. It's called Dry Bar, and I think I figured it out. It's a comedy club in Utah. And I think the reason they call it Dry Bar is because it's because of one of 2 things. Maybe they don't allow alcohol because, you know, Mormons. But also, all the comedians are completely clean. There's no cussing. They don't talk about vaginas and penises and sex and stuff like that. But a lot of them are really funny. And a lot of them are comedians I've seen on other channels. And so I watched a few Dry Bar comedians, and then... And I was working on my, I'm trying to model a stylized lion in Blender. So I was working on that. And then so that's basically what I did. And my parents brought their dog, and because we're keeping him for the weekend. And then we're just going to start our weekend. And who knows what we're going to do. We may do some furniture shopping this weekend because of the sales. We may swim in the community pool. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. Geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good holiday weekend. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.